Oh, he was on this morning show with Grandpa. According to the chart, you haven't passed any urine for about
8 or 9 hours.
10 hours, nearly 10 hours.
I'm trying to work.
Have you tried? Do you like it now? Do you want to try? I'll fix up the bottle.
জালুটি আছে শুরু
লাল করব।
আপনি বলুন আপনার যেটা ইচ্ছা হয় মুখ লাল করবো কি? এখন একটু ফলে রস কি আমি দিয়েছিলাম শুরুতে অনেকবার দেখুন টাইম ঘন্টা হয়ে গেছে। এখন পৌনে একটা বাজে শুরু তখন ফলে রস খেয়েছেন প্রায় দেড় ঘন্টা হয়ে গেছে। এটি যমুনের জল নেই সন্দেশ এখন এখন খেতে চাইছেন মন্ত্রটা
And I wash your face now, and wash your mouth. It's about nearly 8 o'clock.
Yes.
I'll get the water ready, okay? First I saw the where they are cooking for Shana. All long tables in a big room. Long tables, tablecloth, proper plates, knife, fork, spoon. Perfect for that. Nice fans, very gorgeous looking curtains. Everything real
light.
Really high class. And serving kachoris, hot jalebis, all nice preparations.
Mm.
And our men, oh, they look very, very scientific. They're wearing shirt, coat, and pants. Sharif Domino looks like a scientist. You know. He's transformed into all the Madhava. They all look Sariputta. Again, that they all look very, very elegant. All the scientists who are attending, they're dressed a little informally. But our men are very formal. They have the ties on, and everybody has the badge. All the people who are attending have a special badge, mentioning the scientific conference's name and individual person's name. And that's in one place. And then another room is the conference room. It was the room where we were going to have the bank there. So we were going to put really big room with fancy backdrops. Some decorator has come and made a very fancy backdrop with a big, there's a long table and podium with microphones and very nice seats. In the dining hall, all the seats have special white linen cloth over all the chairs. Very fresh looking and clean. And in the other room, it's very cool. There's curtains so that the sun can't come in, and now there's a big jugger going on. There's Sadananda Maharaj and the Gurukul boys are inaugurating the conference by chanting Sanskrit mantras, and some of the scientists are actually, they were very amazed to see how our men could chant like that.
The whole building is first class for this purpose. When we build this Bhaktivedanta Institute Hall, I mean, it's the most wonderful idea to have this conference here, Srila Prabhupada. I mean, these scientists, they're going to be converted to Krishna consciousness. I was certain of it by seeing these arrangements. They never could have, they're being tricked. It's wonderful.
How many attendees have come?
I don't know. It must be somewhere between 50 and 100. But I mean, they're expect today is a working day. It's Friday. Tomorrow, Sunday, everyone is going to come. Everyone wants to come. They consider it prestigious to come here. Because the whole thing is being done at an international level. I think you're a top preacher. In the future, this man will he's the most important preacher. Because people are basing everything on these rational scientists. I think this is only one of your many plans for the company. There's no doubt that you have to make every effort to get back to health. But this is only one plan, and I'm seeing it's really inconceivable how these scientists, I never thought to see such people walking into a Vrindavan. Who would have ever expected it? They all look like Darwin's representatives. But our men look even more scientific than they do. That's the best part of it. And then, although they're dressed in shirt, even though Sri Dhamma is in shirt, coat, and pants, he has a big tilak on. Very good. And then our sannyasis, as if Shrinanamad and Bhakti Pram Swami, they were both there, very nicely dressed with thunders. The whole thing is complete. They get to stay in the ninth guest house. They will be building the Bhaktivedanta Institute Hall. All of these things are a complete arrangement. I think these men are surprised to see that how such a thing has sprung up and they had not been aware of it before. And when they see these books that the scientists have written, that I think that will floor these men. I mean, they will be completely amazed to see it. Normally, if anyone else dared to do such a thing as this, to prove by science that life comes from life, it would be a very immature attempt. But, by some religious person, and it would not have very much weight. But here they're coming face to face with people who are actually scientists, and they will not be able to deny our arguments. I think that your Guru Maharaj is very pleased with this program, Srila Prabhupada.
I've given you the ideas. I will give the shape.
We want some more ideas also. You have to give enough ideas for at least 10,000 years. This is a great idea, Shobhan. It really is. It's wonderful. I think that each year, if we hold one conference, at least one in Vrindavan, it gradually will become one of the main events of the scientific community of northern India. No doubt about it. In fact, I'm certain that people will be begging to be able to come. there'll be big competition for who is able to be given the, you know, permission to come, the reservation, the guest house. I think we'll have to build many guest houses here.
Many?
And also, I took darshan of Krishna Balaram.
Yes.
And Lord Balaram's club looks like it will destroy anyone who dares to interfere with Krishna's plan. He has a very big club. Silver, all silver. And many people were coming, many pilgrims. Just you asking whether as many were coming as when we were previously here. There are as many. The temple was very much crowded with people having darshan. I could tell that some of the people were pandas, the guides. They had to bring everyone to this temple because the people wanted to see Krishna Balaram Mandir. People were making a lot of expressions of joy to see Krishna and Balaram. They were very surprised to see how beautiful they were appearing. And also Radhasram Sundar's very big attraction, because that boy dresses them very beautifully. All the deities look very nice today. They look especially happy about their science conference. We do this in Bombay, also Srila Prabhupada. It'll be tremendous success. I think that Krishna postponed.
We are too many. Good job.
It may be Srila Prabhupada that. It might be that Krishna postponed the opening of Bombay to get you so that you can have enough time to get a little health. It could be.
Yes.
I mean, this is a single-handed attempt. Of course, the others have worked very hard also for publishing, writing the books, getting them printed. But this arrangement locally, practically, is his. Worked very hard. Hardly, really.
All of the scientists are taking prasad and have kachoris and fruit, sabji, postulates.
I swear the jugular was going on. I mean, that hall was first class, but even though this is not the final hall that we'll be building, still it is one of the nicest decorated halls I've seen, with chandeliers. They rented chandeliers for the I mean, it looks very nice, very elegant. Everyone is impressed. They never expect that these scientists, they probably think that they're diving in some forest. And then suddenly they came into a scientific conference. And naturally, after the conference, they are attracted to going to the temple. And then they get darshan, and they're taken to Sodom.
After the gentle man, they hate to come. No. You know, it is a place for Gundas. Pandas means Gundas.
So you are expert at preaching to the Gundas. Therefore, everyone becomes converted by your preaching. We were all Gundas. I think that your coming to America was no less fearless than Lord Chaitanya when he went into the Jarikanda forest to preach to the public. That we were worse than animals that Lord Chaitanya had to deal with. At least an animal keeps to its nature. But just like you described that boy who was taken, you were staying in his loft, and he was taking intoxicated. He was acting like he could not calculate what he would do. Animals, you can expect something. And you were there alone, single-handedly, you were walking around the streets. Sometimes New York is called a jungle.
Asphalt
jungle. Rupanuga, Prabhupada, February, March, and Ikshaku Prabhu, and Yadubara Prabhu. Yadubara had brought so much film that he's very hopeful for your recovery so you can use it. He brought so much film to take pictures of you. He and his wife. Kitchen, fisherman's cooking show, though. Seeing her cook reminds one of the Krishna book, how the ladies at Krishna's time were always cooking nice preparations.
Well, it was supposed to begin at 10:30, but it's running a little late because men are still arriving and they're taking prasad. So I think noontime is But we don't want, you know, we want to let them take the shot in an easy frame of mind. Because they're right here. They're living with us.
Right.
So there's no...
The men who have come today, most of them will stay probably for the weekend.
Oh, they're all planning to stay for the weekend. They're more on the way.
How do they like the guest houses?
Like very much.
And Baba Nana Maharaj has organized everything very nicely. He reputed different men in different places. So it's very nice to organize.
Well, and he's now good legal.
Well, I haven't done it. I was in the conference for a little while. The scientists took the shot at about 11:30. The conference was supposed to start at 10, but it didn't start until about nearly noon. And at the same time, Bhagavati has apparently arranged a program of prasadam and kirtan at his house. That it was to be at the same time when ordinarily the conference would have halted for lunch. So, as the conference began 2 hours late, now that has upset things a little. Not very much. I mean, I went in the conference for a while, and all of the guests are there, scientists are there. Sri Balaraki was giving a lecture. There weren't very many GBC or sannyasis there, but I think it was on account of the fact that this conference started so late today. There is another conference this afternoon, as far as I know, and then two more tomorrow, and again the next day, and I'm pretty sure that everybody will be attending. I found it very interesting. But the only reason I left was that I wanted to know whether I should attend Bhagavati's lunch or not. He invited everyone, made a big arrangement. And I'm his secretary, so I don't want to go unless it's proper to go.
I would rather accept that he did his lunch for me.
The time it was fixed for was the lunchtime of the conference. Another reason Bhagavati wanted to have it was that he just wanted to have it while, you know, everyone was here. But the main thing was that the lunch was supposed to coincide with the lunchtime of the conference. That's the main point. In other words, there was no conflict of the two.
Why did you not do that?
Why didn't I not do what, Shukran? See, the scientists did not come on time. They did not come on time. They came late. The conference was to begin at 10, but it began at noon.
I mean, I don't think it's not, the main point is that the devotees will start to attend now the afternoon session, because it'll be in a more regular schedule again. This was just a very irregular, even the scientists, there are only about, I counted, there was only 30 of them in the conference, because although more than that have arrived, it's, you know, they haven't yet settled into their quarters, you know. Everything, the first lecture is a little like that. It's just everybody's getting settled in. I don't know what to say. The devotees should all attend the conference. I think that's the point.
I'm not going to say it. But rag upon fancy going on. Or Bhagat Jesus, please see me. This is perfect.
Why it is? Because some of the devotees may leave by next week. So Bhagatji wanted to have a feast when everyone was here. And I told him to arrange them for Thursday, which is yesterday. But he said that that was not sufficient time. Therefore, then I told him that if you can't arrange Thursday, then the best day is Friday, because Saturday and Sunday are the more important days of the conference. And I advised him that the feast should not be held simultaneously with the conference, but he said that there was no... In other words, I attended the lecture and the program, but I came out on account of Bhagatji's invitation. The point is that the lecture should have been over by one, according to their program that they published. But on account of the scientists arriving late, they did not want to push anyone. This was the whole point, Srila Prabhupada. I think it's just a, well, what would you call it, a circumstantial, you know, mistake. It was not planned that the two would, one would interfere with the other. And I mean, the conference is in no way being interfered with. It's going on.
That's right.
Yeah, the conference is going on. I mean, anybody who's required in the conference is there. But some of the sannyasis in GBC are choosing to go to Bhagatji's. But the conference people who are involved, they're all at the conference. And many devotees are there also. I think it's all right, right?
Father.
I don't want you to be disturbed about it. So, should I go or not go, Shukhara, to Bhagatji's?
You have to make your choice.
You have to make your choice. I think Bhagatji wants to send you over a plate of prasadam also. I'll inform Sri Dhamma to come and see you right after his lecture is over, Sri Dhamma. All right?
Things are going nicely, though we didn't have too many guests today, Sri Prabhupada. We have about a little more than 50 came. Most of them will be coming tomorrow, and Sunday will be all full. Because today is still Friday, and in Delhi, all the schools are still open. So, but we came quite a few interesting scientists from Delhi. And one had only one question, but otherwise nobody had anything. I spoke for about 2 hours, the difference between life and matter. And we saw that modern science, actually does not study life. They only study inanimate matter, atoms and molecules. So they think that life could also be just atoms and molecules. So we saw that that is wrong. And they should propagate this false idea. It's still in India, actually, a request to all the scholars saying that we should take this very seriously, and we should try to expose this genuine spirit of knowledge to all over the world. because Western science and technology, we tend to think that everything is the absolute truth. Every science is coming from the West. That is saying that that is too narrow-minded. We should be broad-minded, and we should also consider other possible alternatives. And we demonstrated that modern science actually cannot explain about the nature of life. So we requested that in the coming 2 days we'll establish this in a more scientific basis, that this is not just religious dogma, it's based on complete genuine scientific knowledge also.
So where are they staying?
They're staying all in the guest house.
Yeah. Cool.
Yes, Prasadam is served in that big hall where he was planning to have the bank. No, the garage. It is very clean, it's all decorated. And we have tables and chairs. And we have in a buffet style. And also, yeah, the devotees have been serving. So,
where the conference is
held? Conference is held in that bank room. So, we had about 250 chairs in that, 150 chairs in that hall. We have displayed Srila Prabhupada's books with the bronze bust, nicely arranged all the books. And we also have Srila Prabhupada's picture in from Bhaktivedanta Manor, that enlarged picture. It's very nice. We have that is on the background. And then we have also the recording systems, written is recorded. We also have some men from radio, or 5 men that came from radio, all in the radio. They recorded. So, everything seems to be going nicely.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
This is when Gopal, it's called the First International Life Coaching Life Conference. And they put out this schedule of the program as they're presenting it. It's like right now they're doing a 1.5 hour discussion by this Dr. N. Marchetti. That's at 5 o'clock. This is not at the desk.
Well, that's not what they're doing right now.
No, right now they're doing Darwin's Theory and the Past History of Life, Dr. Cohen.
Yeah, that's Bob Cohen's show, Tommy. That Peace Corps.
Where was that?
From the
Jesus.
When I was sitting there just now, I mean, I suggested a lot of things which can improve the presentation. One of the big problems is the microphone system they have is very cheap. They rented some, so I suggested that they take the temple microphone system for the next few days, which is a very good one, and use that, because it's very hard to hear, clearly.
Why not in the middle?
Well, right in the middle of the conference. They can do it for the evening one. They can probably change it by 5:30. Another thing is that these men, these scientists of ours, they're just beginning to practice speaking. Just like our sannyasis, we get to speak in the temples practically all the time. But these men are new at lecturing, so they require further practice in their presentation to make it very interesting, which they'll get automatically by doing what they're doing. Another really important thing, I feel, is that I think it would be much more interesting if someone with an opposing opinion would speak first, say, you know, some Indian, some other scientist we could invite who would speak on the same subject but from a different point of view. Then our man would speak from the Krishna conscious point of view. And then people could ask questions, because the audience, I think, very much appreciates when there's a little bit of, I don't know how to explain it, you know, a dialogue where there's, it's like a
refutation,
debate.
They have versus speaking.
Okay, that's good, because otherwise it's just, I looked at the audience this afternoon. First of all, they weren't that many. It was only about 15 men attending this afternoon's
lecture.
Yeah, 15 scientists. They were devotees. Our sannyasi GBC were never there. But, and I looked at them, some of them weren't that interested, mainly because it's just, it's just too one-sided, I think, and too, there's not enough action going on there to keep their attention. I'm going to speak, I haven't spoken to Sri Dhamma yet, I'm going to, I spoke to Rupa Nuga, who was in the back, because he's helping to organize. And I think it's very good, because gradually, as we hold more conferences, they'll learn to improve their presentation. This is why Sri Dhamma wanted to begin in India, so that when he finally got to the West, he'd be very strong, and everything would be very good. Here, it's a little easier.
Cannot call the doctors.
No, not. In other words, there's a big enough program so that they pick which conference they want to come to. They don't come to every lecture. They may only come to one or two in a day. Today, I think there's three, right? Three lectures? So probably they might attend one or two of them. Of course, some people might attend all of them. But
also, many more are coming on Sunday. They're coming through the whole conference. Tomorrow more are coming, and Sunday is the biggest day. Yeah.
All in all, though, it's still very impressive and very much encouraging. But just like everything takes practice, this is the first of its kind. So for being the first, it's very nice. And it certainly is well organized. That's a fact. Everything is there. Good guest house, nice prasadam, and qualified speakers. You can see our men are very good. They must be presenting thousands of facts. I mean, every sentence, they're backing up with some quotation or, you know, some substantial reference. They're very well prepared for these lectures. I think that they'll simply become better. Other parties means?
Opposition.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard very much opposition. This morning,
he asked if there are any questions, but they don't.
Yeah, he asked, is there any questions? But no one really. It's got to be set up in a different way, in my opinion. There has to be, from the beginning, an opportunity for an opposing speaker to speak.
This man isn't going to speak until Sunday.
Who?
The opposition.
But each lecture should have an opposing speaker. That's my point. They should begin with an opposing speaker, and then our man should speak, refuting what he says. And then the audience should be allowed to ask questions of either person who they choose. Then it'll become, you know, yeah, otherwise it's very one-sided. And it doesn't appear to be as
effective.
Dr. Kapoor was there this morning. I was not there during the part when he spoke. But apparently, he spoke some Mayavadi philosophy. Dr. O.B.L. Kapoor.
He said that
everything is made of molecules, and molecules are invisible. Therefore, actually, everything is invisible. Therefore, everything is like a dream. Everything is unreal.
This is the result of all his years of study in order to write his book, to become a Mayavadi, or at least to his Manavadas. Our Manavadas, he got up and completely defeated it.
If everything is invisible, then he should also become invisible.
Sri Narayana said, then someone should have gone and said, then why are you speaking if it was all a dream? Why are you even talking? Then your talking is also a dream for one that stood out.
If everything is invisible, how about you taking this invisible chair and smashing the invisible head?
Dr. Kapoor is really something.
Yeah, you don't mind.
Yes. Does that sound possible?
Huh?
It sounds possible, doesn't it?
He said before he met His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta that he was a Mayavadi. Now he's still a Mayavadi.
Well, he gave up his, he became part of this, Nithai Gaur Radhe Shyam group. And how genuine could he be to do that? Anyway, no one took him very seriously.
Huh?
No one took him very seriously, especially after Madhavadas smashed his nonsense point. Of course, he did it very nicely, Madhavadas, because he's a scientist. He did it in a very tasteful way, scientifically, proved that what he said was wrong.
Liquid today, only 200 cc's of juice, not counting the bananas. Would you like us to make you up some juice, pomegranate juice?
That good.
Nice.
Do some kirtan? Do you have any more? Do you want to know more about the conference?
No.
I think we'll give you another report later on. It's successful. That's a fact. Only these are suggestions how it can be improved. We'll speak with Sri Dhamadhar about it. Some devotees in France. That's the fourth page card. Should I read it? It says, Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept our most humble obeisances at your lotus feet. Knowing how dear your book distribution is to you, Srila Prabhupada, the devotees in France would like to humbly offer you the results of our week-long marathon Sankirtan
hoping in some way to please you. Srila Prabhupada, the devotees there, they went out on book distribution for 12 hours every day. All devotees, they went out every day for 7 days in a row for 12 hours each day. And here's the results of their distribution. This is only for this one temple in France. Because we have distributed 25,061 hardcover Bhagavad Gitas in 1 week. 25,000, Srila Prabhupada. We usually print of a Bhagavatam 20,000 for the whole society. They distributed 25,000 Gitas in 1 week in French. Bhagavad Gitas in French. He says, to the conditioned souls of this country, in 7 days, we have he says, we hope that these results are the biggest in the history of your movement, and that they will give you some solace. Our top distributors were Bhakti Richard, somebody who isn't initiated yet, who distributed 1,504 big books in 1 week. Every day he distributed over 200 hardcover books. That's pretty good. That means he did about, let's see, 240 in 12 hours. He distributed about one book every 3 minutes for 12 hours in a row, Srila Prabhupada. Every day. Jagat Vasi Das, who distributed 1,125 big books. Aristanasana Das, 864 books. Vaishya Kirti Das, 851 big books. Akhilashvara Das, 835 big books. Kripa Siddha Das, 760 big books. Then they say, thank you for allowing us to assist you in preaching this message of Lord Chaitanya in the Western countries. All glories to you, Srila Prabhupada, your humble servants, the devotees in France. Any big distribution? Everyone estimates that they collected over $60,000 in 1 week. It's amazing. Seems like Krishna is giving unlimited facilities to spread his glory, Srila Prabhupada.
Yes, we do not want anybody. We want to charge the pipeline of the most happy in association with pure devotees. To stop baptizing them is not our purpose. Tadeva Charana Shri Bhakta Sadevai Charana Yanamai.
Sri Prabhupada, if you get stronger, then on our way to America, this next time you can go via France and stay in the chateau. The French devotees, this last time, were not able to get your darshan because they were busy distributing your books. So they all feel very confident that you will certainly bestow your mercy on them and stop in France next time. Bhagavan said that the cows are giving very sweet milk there. I think there is also Krishna Balaram.
Yes.
Dr. Kapoor got up from Dhammadas' speech, and he said that actually it was very nice that Swarup Dhammada had organized this program, but actually it was not necessary because the whole problem can be solved very easily when we understand there is no such thing as matter. He was preaching the philosophy that that this material world is false. He was getting up there and saying that actually this table does not exist. Nothing actually exists. He said that the table is made of molecules and the molecules are invisible. Therefore, the table is also invisible.
What was the scientist's reaction to that?
He just spoke right before the thing closed. So Rupa Dhamma tried to point out how there is a difference between matter and spirit, and that one can definitely see the difference between a living body and a dead body. But he didn't actually go into much detail to defeat his arguments. But I was very surprised that he would come up with such a Mayavadi statement that Brahma Satyam Jagan Nitya philosophy. There are not so many scientists there today, maybe 20.
If you're here with us, then that's all we need. Then we can go out and do anything.
Tomorrow, I expect to lift up taking this name.
Generally, when you take milk, it causes a lot of difficulty with the mucus.
Hmm.
This sweet lime juice, that seems to be doing some good though.
Hmm.
Perhaps it might be better to not take the milk for a little while until your system becomes more healthy.
Yes.
Is there any difficulty from the solid food?
No taste.
No taste. But at least it may give some strength back.
But can I then try to resist?
It's not being digested. Take something like soup, that may be more easily digestible, just the liquids, but that would have much of the goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Things like soup, vegetable juices.
No digest.
Mm. With the chanting, that gives a higher taste.
Hmm. What is the time now?
About 20 minutes to fix.
Continue that for a second.
Yeah. Madhava Das is speaking right now. Madhava Das. He was speaking when I went there. There's not so many people there right now. Only about a half a dozen of the visitors were there.
So we all become very much enlivened in this conference. I think that it has very great potential for preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world, because they cannot challenge. Even Swarup Damodar, he asked, can anybody debate? And all the scientists were quiet. They could not offer any challenge. So it's very effective, a very good means to preach. And we all became enlivened by attending this conference.
What is it, Jaya?
5:06 from the front.
They're all, why don't you come around this side? They're all dressed in their shirt and ties, little fella. They look just like the scientists.
Give them chairs.
Chairs. They're all that simple, but it's happening.
So she's down?
That's the problem.
She's got a lot of chairs.
Bring some chairs, Papamon. Bring out the chairs. I actually should have arrived there all right, I think.
Yeah,
Push that shit down. Thanks. One more is coming.
Great one, partner, eh?
Come on, the light, light. Yeah, they're all dressed real good. Mm-hmm. Nice looking.
Shaving time.
And T-Lock.
Yes. She can't come to
us. Yes, she'll be robot. Comfortable.
So,
we are learning Srila Prabhupada. This is our first conference. And we are confident that we can do it.
Where is Jesus?
Here is Brahmatirtha. Is the perfect questions, perfect answer? One of the authors. Next to him is Saraputta. We wrote two books on the quantum physics and the laws of consciousness. Demonstration by mathematics that life cannot arise from matter.
I read you that in London, Srila Prabhupada. That was Sariputta's book that we read in London.
And the next thing is Madhava. His body is like mine, small.
Hello?
So we are making points that modern science doesn't know life.
No, you are with what? There is no reaction from the other side.
Not so many.
Oh.
Most of them actually agree to what we say. On Sunday, we may have some interesting somebody is going to speak against us. There's one Dr. Malviya from Agra. He's a biochemist. He's going to speak against us. Also Dr. Misra from All India Institute of Medical Sciences. He is going to speak. He's not directly against, but he's a Mayavadi, heavily Mayavadi oriented. And also he tries to compromise the modern scientific concept with his Vedic ideas. This is actually not what we're trying to do. So on Sunday, also I'm planning to have about an hour and a half as a discussion, completely open to all the participants. So on Sunday, we expect a lively discussion.
The president was very favorable.
Yes, we also had press conference today. So they told me that they like to release, so we have to summarize what we have said today so that they can print it in the newspapers.
Which newspapers came?
From Mathura, the Times of India came, I think five.
There were five reporters in the day.
Five reporters. And also from All India
Radio.
They came.
They're coming again on Sunday?
Yes, and the press people are coming on tomorrow also, day after tomorrow.
Mm.
So we'll try to summarize some what we have said today and try to print it real nicely in the newspapers. I requested them that this is a great responsibility for the newsmen to do this genuine scientific propaganda. So I requested them, they said, cooperate with us. They said that they would do it. I also requested the members of the delegate to kindly attend our temple functions. Right now, I think they are in the Arati, Sunday Arati.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then we have prasad at 7 o'clock. Then I'm going to show Hare Krishna film.
What are you serving, sir? What kind of prasad?
Oh, we have nice prasad. I don't remember the menu, but I think they are very satisfied with the prasadam program that we have.
Then answer prasadam?
For the prasadam, we are going to show movies on the spiritual frontier in Nepal, in our Pearsire.
Mm-hmm. Why not on a big screen?
Yeah, we can also do it on a big screen.
Because when you have a big...
Yeah, actually we can do that.
Let's project something.
Dr. Kapoor spoke for about 5 minutes. Actually, he's very much influenced by Mayavadi ideas.
Hmm.
I realized. Then later on he spoke to me that there's some misunderstanding. Then I told him that this is not the way that we have learned from Srila Prabhupada.
Hmm.